Fun?
Okay.
Yeah. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Painful. Try again. Shabbat shalom, everyone.
Shabbat shalom.
Much better. The cantor is going to lead our service by starting off with, "Hello, Mr. King Farina." No, I'm just kidding. Thank you very much for both of you who got that joke. I appreciate that. Page 5. Shalom Aleichem. Let's join together.
Thank you.
Oh,
3, you may be seated. We're going to join together with the Chazan and the Wyatt and the Chadudi.
Bye.
suffered a loss. And we want to, as a community, extend our condolences to Randy and Michael Collender and to their family. Just last week, sadly, Randy's mother, Adrian Wasserman, passed away and was laid to her eternal rest. And we say to you, Randy, and to Michael, and to your entire family, these words, which mean Hamakonin Afinatem Matoshar Leitim Yishrabayim, which translates to, may God comfort you amongst all mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. May you know of no sadness anymore. May the memory of your sweet and beloved mother always be a blessing to you and your family. And we hope that the synagogue and its community will serve as a source of consolation to you as you take the next steps in this challenging journey in your life. We're going to continue with the song for Shabbat Day, followed by the song for Shabbat on Friday. It is found in your Seder, on page 27.
Service, H39A. Yeah.
page 47 is the Amidah, the devotional prayer said standing and silently. I invite all of you to say the Tefillah in Hebrew or English, or use this as your own time for meditation and reflections.
Oh. Now, on behalf of the men's club, you see I stand here before you empty-handed.
We went back and looked at the minutes, and in 19 years, you haven't shown up for 1 minute. So we don't have anything for you. No. In all seriousness, we gave you a present earlier in the evening as a token of our appreciation. But I would just like to say on behalf of the Men's Club, thank you so much for everything you have done for our children, for our temple, for our community. Your dedication and to teaching our children and really giving them spiritual meaning and making the temple and the community just a warm, wonderful place for all of us. I don't think any of us will ever forget. Thank you.
There is a beautiful teaching that many synagogues incorporate into the end of the service of Musaf right before Aleinu, because that's the official end of the service, is at the end of the Chatzi Kaddish in Kerahenu. And it's because they believe in those days we should always finish our service with some Torah learning. And this is a beautiful piece that I'd like to read to you all that I think embodies the way that Na'ama has touched our lives here at Temple Emmanuel. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hanina, Tamidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ha'olam, Shide'emar V'chol Banayich Limudei Banay, Rav Shalom Banayich, Al Tikra Banayich, Ala Bonayich, Shalom Rab, Ala Veitvar Techa, The Aimam of Mikshol. There is this quote that was being offered by the sages. And the quote went something along the lines of, those students who are studious and who are curious and always learn to explore about our tradition, our history, which lays a path for our future, they increase peace in the world. Because there's a verse that teaches us in Isaiah, V'chol banayich limudei Adonai, which means all of your children are taught by God. But then one of the rabbis comes along and he says, no. Just because it says all of your children will be taught by God and that will increase peace in the world, that really isn't how the text should be read. We shouldn't read the word all of the children will be taught, rather, all of the bonayich, all of the builders. You see, the rabbis took one letter, the letter vav, inserted it in the Hebrew word of banayich to change its meaning from that meaning children to that which means builders. The rabbi said, don't say all of your children increase peace in the world. Say all of your builders increase peace in the world. What the rabbis were trying to do quite beautifully and poetically was to draw a metaphor, a parallel, a connection between those who are our students and how they morph into the role of being builders. And it explains that the most important role are those who shape those children so that they can become builders. And they serve in such a way, each one, as bricks in the house that we built. We are sitting, thank God, in a house that is incredibly strong, surrounded by layers of bricks with a solid foundation, and you, Na'ama, have been the mason that has helped lay those bricks. You have transformed every single child who has gone through the doors of our synagogue, whether they attended Solomon Schechter or they attended our religious school. You have transformed them from being children and students into bonayim, into leaders. The greatest testament to that are all the people, many of whom are in college, who came back tonight to honor you and to celebrate you, and to demonstrate what their brick means to them in the wall and in this building that you have created. blessed to know you, Nana. You have been a person who's simply indefatigable. You don't stop. You never say, I'm not doing that. You always were here to answer the call with anything you thought could better the shul, but more importantly, strengthen the fabric of our community. Whenever the cantor was away, it was you who volunteered every Shabbat to say, let me lead services. If ever cantor had a conflict because of a simcha in his life, or sadly because of something that was tragic in his life, and simchas were happening here, it was you, Na'ama, that stood shoulder to shoulder next to B'nai Mitzvah students that the cantor usually does when they would be fearful and frightful and worried. And it was you who would assure them of this process that they were on and their abilities to meet and exceed the goals that they set. It was you, Na'ama, that took pieces off my plate that I never knew existed in the first place. You handled every single logistical component of the religious school since I've known you. And the most incredible part of it is that you did it all by knowing each person and their strengths and weaknesses. And when I say each person, what I mean is really in two categories. One, the category of our faculty, taught, and the second, the category of our students. It is you who would always give a heads up with strengths and challenges when Rabbi Friedman and I would meet with students to go over their speeches in preparation for this moment. It is you who knew all the things from whether they had a nut allergy, to whether they were afraid of ghosts, to whether they always come in a few minutes late on Sunday but stay a little bit later. It was as if you were the imam for all 250 of our kids. And when a group graduated, you learned everything there was to know about the next batch as well. But it wasn't limited to just the faculty and just our students. Our staff, the people who are in the building every day, adore you and admire you and respect you. They do that simply because it is a reciprocity for the way that you treat all of them individually and collectively. You show kavod, you show nivusim, you show kindness that is demonstrative not only of your spirit, but the way that our synagogue should behave at all times. I could literally stand up here for the balance of the evening, the next few hours, and list accolades about your spirit and so many parts that are now all of our worries that you used to handle without even breaking a sweat. I take a little bit of comfort in knowing you'll be with us for the high holidays. Please, God. And I'll take some more comfort in hopefully convincing you to come back again for the next high holidays after all. But I want you to know that we will miss you terribly. We will miss your role and your ability to know the heart and soul of all of our students, and what strengthens and galvanizes our faculty, and how you were an important spoke in our staff and all that happened in our daily operations. We will miss how you always raise your hand to say, Hineni, here I am, to help out in any way, and how you would always fill in from this bima with your beautiful voice that would daven in the most sweet and loving way. We will miss seeing your beautiful family that would adorn our halls and dominate with us, but you're still in fantasy football. We'll still make you honorary members. And we'll miss your teaching and your love. But what we find comforted in your absence is a fewfold. One, that you're going off to something that is so satisfying for you and for Mitchell, and to this exciting chapter in your life. And knowing that you will be with your family and you will be happy is reason to bring us happiness. But secondly, every day that we're in this building and that we look at the figurative bricks that you helped put down to strengthen not only our foundation, but our walls and our ceiling, and we realize how fortified we are for our future, we'll know that the house that you built with love, with compassion, with energy, will continue to stand strong. And we will do our best based on the way that you led all of us to ensure that this house has the spirit of a home and lives and breathes and prays and acts as a home as well. We say to you, Na'amah, Baruch at Mevoech, blessed was your coming into this community and into this place, because you have sanctified all of us. You've transformed every person from a student into a builder. And we say, Baruch at Tzeitech, may you be blessed in this exciting new journey in your life. May you always come back to visit the house and the home that you helped build and all the souls that are part of those bricks. May you go from strength to strength always. Amen and mazal tov.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, vo chayim tzvi agam.
come and join us at Temple Emmanuel tomorrow for Tefillah, as we wish the same kind of farewell to someone who has shaped so many lives here at Temple Emmanuel, Rabbi Friedman, who has been our rabbi and our teacher and our friend and my colleague for the last 5 years. So tomorrow during our davening, there will be a special kiddush sponsored by the synagogue in his honor. We hope that you will all be here for that. My only announcement that I have to share with all of you is that it's just about summertime. And that means that a lot of people go away. Some people go to the Cape, and some people go down to camp, and some people go to the Hamptons, and may God bless you and keep you all in those places safely. But sadly, as we saw tonight, there are a whole host of people that are saying Kaddish during the summer as well. And we need to ensure that our minyan is strong during the summer. And it's really an easy fix. If each person in this room committed to one day every 3 weeks, that's three times over the summer, for 15 minutes, either right after dinner, if you do an early bird, or right before you go to dinner, we would be ensured that we would have more than enough people for minyan throughout the summer, and not one person would ever have to suffer the idea of coming here to say Kaddish for their loved one and not having enough people here. We've been really, really good about keeping up that standard. Let's try it as well. So if you can commit to one day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, any one of those days, all I want you to do is either email me, email someone in the office, call us, and tell us the day it is. And we will put you in the system, we will remind you, and we will be most appreciative to you, as will those who are using this time to remember their loved. We're going to conclude tonight with a special song for Na'ama, because her favorite song here, she never told me, but I know, is Od Yavo Shalom. So, in her honor, it's a perfect way for us to say, may you go in the peace in which you deserve, and may you be blessed in that peace as well. Od Yavo Shalom, cantor singer, is going to lead us with Wyatt.
Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Ve'al Kulam. Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Ve'al Kulam. Salam. Salam, 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 aleinu ve'al kol ha'olam.
Bar mitzvah. Come on, Sam. Sam, those are not toys. Let's go.
Can I? Hey, now. Can you see it?